Jim Eckelton joins us from Larry's RV, where there's a big sale going on, Jim.
Yeah, we're having a real big boat sale today. Oh, wait, no. RV is today, not boats. But, boy, it's raining, but the weather looks like it's going to break. We're here all day. I got all my sales team ready. One North is here from the restaurant, One North Kitchen and Bar. They're here serving food and stuff. And yesterday was a good day. We stayed late. The show was, I think it was 6 o'clock. It was supposed to end yesterday, and we had a couple come in here at 6 o'clock and ended up 9 o'clock leaving a building with them and ended up getting them into an RV.
Yeah, people are itching to get out, aren't they?
Oh, God, it's just crazy. I drive up north occasionally to my place, and all you see is campers on the road. I've never seen more campers on the highway ever than I've seen this year.
Well, you have plenty of them, don't you? You've got a great selection.
We're sitting on as good an inventory as we've ever had, and that's unusual. I drive by a lot of RV dealerships, and their lots are empty, just like the car lots are empty. But I've got a general sales manager here that, you know, last winter when we didn't know what was going to happen, he pulled the trigger on ordering double. And we ordered double, and we got double. So we're sitting as good as any RV dealership around with quality, selection, used, new. If you want to buy a camper and you want to get in the right floor plan, we have it.
Yeah, it's a big decision, isn't it, Jim?
It is, yeah. You mean as far as buying a camper or getting much inventory so I don't sleep at night?
And really getting the right one. I know you talk about that all the time.
That's one of my important things I tell the customer. Make sure you pick the right camper out the first time, because you don't want to buy something on a last-minute decision. Don't just buy anything, because after a year you're going to be at the campground with all your friends, and they got these features and this and that, and you're going to say, man, I wish I would have bought that kind of camper.
Right.
So what, they come trade it in, they buy another one, and no problem buying another camper from me, but I'd rather see the customer get into the right camper the first time, and that's what my sales team's here for, Greg. They'll walk you through. They'll ask you what you want, what you need. They'll take you to the right camper, and then it works out pretty good.
What's your most popular brand, Jim?
Right now, we're selling the Sport Trek. It's made by Venture. We're selling them as fast as we can get them. We brought three brand new ones back from Indiana last week, and they were sold before I pulled in the driveway. As a matter of fact, a customer is on the phone with Rich, my manager, and wanted the 343 VIBs. That's just a floor plan model. I was actually driving one home at the time. He told Rich that Rich was full of baloney, that there's no way you have one, because he's been looking, and every dealer says, yeah, we got one. And when he calls the dealer, yeah, it'll be here in October. And he told the customer I was driving one home, and he said, there is no way the owner of a dealership is driving an RV home from Indiana. Well, when I got back, I took a picture. I had Rich take a picture of me by the unit, and he sent it to the customer. And the customer came and bought it, like he was there by 6 o'clock that night. But I guess I do work a little harder than a lot of people. I don't have much time to myself. I drive all these campers from Indiana, most of them myself, because it just saves us a lot of money. We're able to pass the savings along to the customer. But it's just a funny story that I'll probably tell a few times every time we talk.
How is the availability of these units?
Non-existent. Like I said, we picked up three last week. They were sold before I got here. And of the 10 or 15 campers we have right now to go pick up from the factory, I think 10 or 11 of them are pre-sold already, because we know what we're getting and we know when we're getting them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes not until July, August, but we'll put them on our website, coming soon or something like that. People will call here and give me a deposit on something that's coming soon, because they've actually walked in one. They know what it is. And so they'll give a deposit on it, and when it gets here, they come and take it. So most of the campers I'm getting in are pre-sold. But we do have probably 70 or 80 units on the ground right now ready to sell. Some are used. Most are new. I think we have 40 or 50 new campers on the ground. Normally this time of year, we probably have 70 or 80. So we're not that far behind on our inventory.
I know what. Jim, you pride yourself in your service department.
Yeah, we do. We do really well. We get a lot of good reviews. Warranty work is something you go on Facebook and read about someone buys a camper and then they take it in for warranty and it sits there all summer long and they get it back just in time to store it for the winter. Well, at Larry's RV, if you have a warranty issue and it's something that's stopping you from camping and we can get the parts, you're first in line. I don't care if we're 4 or 5 weeks out, we're going to get you in first. Now, there are times where, you know, we just can't get an air conditioner or we can't get a, you know, whatever it would might be stopping you from camping. But if it's stopping you from camping, I've been known to give people rental campers before to use for the weekend. If they had a trip planned and something happened to their camper where they couldn't use it, I've done that on more times than I have fingers, I'll tell you that.
So you guys open then tomorrow also?
Yeah, we're going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight, 4 o'clock tomorrow, 1 North, serving food both days. It's for purchase. They have prime rib. They have pulled pork and mac and cheese and a lot of their specialty items they have out here. Mm-hmm. And they can't set up, so, and then we have room inside to eat and things like that. So we're teaming up with local businesses. We like to support our local community, and I've went there quite often. I really like their restaurant, so we reached out to them, and they decided to come over here and give it a try. And they had a good day yesterday. They were, it made it worth their while to be here as far as that goes.
Yeah, it's a situation where you can just come out and browse and look around, right?
Yeah, no pressure here. My sales team is, they'll meet you and greet you, and they'll ask you what you're looking at and what your meets, your wants and needs are. And then they'll point you in the right direction if you want, or they'll stay with you the whole time. But some customers want a salesperson with them the whole time. Mm-hmm. Some people want to look around, and that's fine, too.
Jim Eckleton at Larry's RV out on Lansing Avenue. Big sale going on. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for having me on the radio, Greg. I really appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Take care. Jim Eckleton.